T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All dimensional shingles have a 130 mile per hour wind rating, and they're also algae resistant. So if you've noticed some damage to your roof and are thinking of getting it replaced, or if you're just curious, if your shingles are on a recall list, call my guy Danny Morrison over at M&M Roofing. Let him talk to you. 901-870-0186. That's the number, 901-870-0186. Sports
Center. I'm Christine Lisi. This is a sad day for the University of Tennessee. College basketball icon Pat Summitt, the winningest Division I coach ever, who helped boost the women's game in her 38 years with the Lady Vols, has died at the age of 64. The Basketball Hall of Famer diagnosed with early onset dementia in 2011. She retired from Tennessee in 2012. Her 8 national titles trail only Connecticut's Gino Auriemma and former UCLA coach John Wooden. Former NFL head coach and defensive coordinator Buddy Ryan has died at the age of 82. Ryan was on the defensive staff of the Jets when they won Super Bowl III, and his vaunted defense helped the legendary 1985 Bears in their 36-point victory in Super Bowl XX over the Patriots. Golfer Jason Day pulled out of the Olympics over Zika concerns. The 28-year-old Australian says while the risk is slight, it's not one he's willing to take because he plans to have more children. Baseball. Streaking Indians look to win their 11th straight game when they visit the Braves tonight. Royals right-hander Yordano Ventura returns from an 8-game suspension stemming from a brawl in Baltimore when he faces the Cardinals tonight.
Bigger purchases, bigger rewards. Start earning 2% cash back when you shop at grocery stores and now at wholesale clubs with the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Guys, if you need to buy a gift for the lovely lady in your life, get her a Gould's gift card. She will love it. She'll know she'll get to go there for a day of pampering, manicures, pedicures, massages, get her hair done, you name it, they do it at Gould's Day Spa and Salon. And Gould's is for guys, too. If you want to get a great haircut, if you want to get a massage, head over to Gould's. Gould's Day Spa and Salon. You can book appointments and buy those gift cards online. GouldsSalons.com. GouldsSalons.com. This time every week, we are joined by a legendary shoe executive. He's the godfather of grassroots basketball, the subject of ESPN's 30 for 30 Soul Man. He is Sonny Vaccaro.
Now, the Chris Vernon Show, presented by Lexus of Memphis, brings you the godfather of grassroots basketball, Sonny Vaccaro, on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Sonny!
Christopher, how are you down there in Memphis?
Hey, man, everything's good today. Obviously, a lot of people in the area and throughout the state are a little sad about the, or I guess real sad about the passing of Pat Summitt.
Can I comment for a minute? I ran into Pat a few times.
100%. Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, I knew her because we signed the school to an Adidas deal when I was still at Adidas.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, and that was me and... we are getting the football team, but the basketball team and Pat Summitt will be remembered a lot more than that football team and the coach who was there at that time. But she was a wonderful person to work with. Not that I worked with her a lot, so I don't want to assume that. But 3 or 4 different times we had occasion to speak and be together or whatever. Gracious, appreciative and everything. But I have to say this because there's another connection that I wanted to speak of. My mother passed of Alzheimer's, and the hardest thing, I think a human being close to the family explore this every day, Chris, is the knowledge that that person looks as wonderful and as good as whatever they wore when they were in full capacity, but there's no recollection. And that was the hardest thing for her billions of fans and everyone there and their family. That is the tragedy of death in a silent way. I speak of it because of my mother, but I knew this lady, and she did as much. Forget women's sports. I mean, obviously she was a pioneer like Billie Jean King, and all that. But she was just a gracious winner and competitor. And I think at the end, it got while she was coaching, the thing with Geno up at Connecticut sort of embellished a rivalry that crossed sexual patterns, a sport that really wasn't thought of a lot until Pat came along and revised it and everything. So I just want to say, say you love somebody or you know somebody, because I didn't know her that well, but respect and what she did, this should be not only for the state of Tennessee, but a national day in remembrance of a person and the tragic way, and it reminded you all too easily of Muhammad Ali, but as we watched him disintegrate, he had some capabilities as a human being to communicate. The watching of Pat up close and personal had to be devastating. So I just wanted to say thank you, Chris, for letting me say that.
Yeah, it's really crazy that you mentioned the whole Adidas thing way back when. There was like tremendous value in everything associated Lady Vols. Like, just from a business perspective, they like packed out arenas, and you knew that they were going to be on national TV every year in the spring, like probably till the very end of the tournament.
And also the gracious way she carried herself as a coach, as a human being. I mean, you know, at one time, I don't know what the heck the occasion was. It was on the phone, actually. I was with, the company and all that. And then she sort of told me that how gracious she was that we would think of Tennessee. And it was during the Connecticut run, and I had mentioned that this rivalry was, unbelievable. And who would ever thought? I know the context of the conversation was, who would have thought the world would have paid attention to? Now, that was in later years, but the beginning of all that, Pat made competition at that level, at that sport, before anybody else. Forget all the nonsense.
I said this, we had her on many times over the years, and no one has ever, not even close, in terms of what my perception was of a person. You know, I thought drill sergeant, serious, intimidating, you know, all these type of things, right? She was like the sweetest, kindest, nicest person, humble you'd ever want to come across, right?
You know what, Chris, and to add on to that, and you can go on if you want, or you can stay with her or the rest of the thing, it's fine with me, but I think the second time, again, it was a phone conversation. We didn't have those phones, you see each other and all that sort of crap, right? And she was like thanking me and Adidas because I was responsible for, initiating that whole thing there. And the all-school deal is the all-school deal, one of the first ones. And in football, obviously, it was the whole bit and matter. But she, being this women's coach, we had a few other women's coaches that were part of our thing and very successful ones. But I remember the one that, the death, the tragic ending of her life. I remember just like 10 years, every so often I'd see her name or do whatever and revisit the world that I used to live in. She's like thanking me and Adidas for like extending this. It was part of the whole thing. I can't say enough, and probably in the scope of my life, she was one of the people that I didn't know really that well. But I felt that I wanted to say this, not for Sonny Vaccaro, but for more accolades for this woman who conducted herself not only as a coach, as a person. I mean, and she was wise enough to understand what this all-school deal was and what her team meant, to this sport and other sports. And I don't know, for a non-competitor, because that's how we see it from Babe's Disagreement to Harris and all the women who have done things to Billie Jean, here's a lady who did it as a coach. Now, we remember coaches like, all the way back to, the Fog Allen and, all this sort of stuff. This was a woman's coach and the sport was just beginning. What she did, statues aren't meaningful enough to human beings like that. I just think textbooks and history books and far beyond the state of Tennessee.
You should have, you know, everybody, they go through all the records, right? All these players that graduated, all these wins, all these national titles, all these SEC titles, on and on and on and on and on. And then, you know, you're reading all this stuff and, you know, you come across stuff that you never knew. The idea that she started coaching at 22 is just insane. I mean, I don't know if you can remember what you were like at 22, but like me at 22, like I mean, what? I can't even fathom that, being in charge of anything, much less being a college basketball coach at 22 years old.
I think it's a very good statement you're making to your public there. They may not be aware of it. I only remembered it because you said it. But I'm saying to you, this woman was, she was past everything that we look at her as simply a coach or whatever, innovator and all that. But again, from Sonny Vaccaro's perspective, never more sincere and appreciative person to us, Adidas at that time.
Yep.
You know, and me personally for being the conveyor of this message, but it was her. I mean, she was the one that people like us and companies that sponsored her and the balls and what she did for that sport. You know, it's like I'm old enough to remember a lot of things. I honestly thought that the girls' soccer team, you know, that won, you know, with the Brandino's kids, you know, in the early 2000s and whatever, at the cup and all that sort of stuff. You know, in Billie Jean, you always see that thing. But this lady basically did it inconspicuously.
Yeah.
You understand? We were talking about world events for these other people, and they were certainly, you know, worthy of that. She did it like an obscure sport, just beginning, a woman's coach at the University of Tennessee, where you only thought they played, you know, football, I mean, all that stuff. That's what I remember. And then she, I'll never forget it. And my wife reminded me today, and that's what prompted this, you know, wanted to talk about you. You know, did you ever talk to her or whatever? I only remembered she was grateful to us. And at the end,
That's unbelievable.
What a life.
Unbelievable. He is Sonny Vaccaro, legendary shoe executive, godfather of grassroots basketball. All right, if we got free agency right around the corner in the NBA, Sonny. I'm sure you and your buddies have been talking about what all is going to happen in free agency. I will start off with the big one. What jersey is Kevin Durant wearing next season?
I've talked to all the pretenders and, you know, ones that can't give a chance. I think now, because I didn't always think this, he's going to end up back at Oklahoma City. I don't know what piece he could put together that's going to be better. I'm surprised about Miami, but I think a lot of that relies on Chris Bosh giving a clean bill of health. And someone in the game told me this 6 months ago, and I called my friend. I said, "You crazy? Why would he go to Miami?" So I think that's legitimate. I just think the thing at Golden State's hard. I think the New York Knicks thing is a token appearance because he's in New York and Jay-Z and all bit. He's not going to the Knicks. I mean, I think he'll stay at Oklahoma City. I don't see the better venue for him.
What do you think about Derek ending up with the Knicks?
Revolutionary. I texted Reggie the other day that, you know, this is good. I talked to people in the Knicks because they knew, you know, the whole bit. And I think, you know, I just hope this kid can play. If he can play three-fourths of what we knew he was, Chris, you know, he can really make them real. I think after you get past Kevin and the aftershocks of that signing, this might be the best sign. If Reggie can do, Derek can do what we hope he gets a chance to do. The Knicks are relevant. They are involved with players right now that they would not have been involved with. I can say that from fact.
Well, I saw this thing the other I was listening to the radio last night. I had to run an errand, and I had our station on, and I can't even remember who the hosts were, but they played this clip of Derrick Rose in his opening press conference with the Knicks, and he went out of his way to talk about how he wants Joakim Noah there. And hopes Joakim Noah can end up there with them. Noah's certainly out there. And then I guess Dwight Howard's name's out there, too.
I guess they're all out there now. And I can say this because I know Joakim very well, okay? And, you know, it's not like anything done. I can say that got Joakim there in play. I don't know if I would have said this a week ago or, you know, whenever that happened. I don't know. They were like the forgotten stepchild, you know, the Knicks. Oh, we can't go to the Knicks. There's a chance.
You think the Rose thing helps them? You think the Rose thing
really relevant in the East? Really?
You think the Rose thing helps them get somebody else good?
Oh, there's no question, because he is beloved and respected as a great competitor. You know, even with, you know, those injuries and his optimism all the time and all and fighting back and watching who, Chris, in our lifetime, and I'll say it first, okay, him going to the Bulls with the statue of Michael and the whole bit there and leading them to, was the obvious dream of that kid, right? Coming up through Simeon, coming up through Chicago, all the things, MVP, I mean, right on the precipice of going to the finals and winning and all that sort of stuff. For him to take what happened over there with the rising of Jimmy Butler, and I think there was, you know, it was not conducive to him to stay there for a lot of reasons, okay? This was like a rebirth to one of the greatest competitors I've ever watched. I mean that, and you know how I feel. This was a great get for the New York Knicks.
Do you think Derek's going to be good in New York, huh?
I do.
Where do you think Dwight?
I just think he'll calm down. He'll calm down Carmelo. There's respect for Derrick Rose. You know what I'm saying? That's like, you know, you're not going to abuse this kid, even though he's a man and he has problems. You respect what he went through, how he fought back, how he looked at those injuries. You know, in a smaller way, in the NBA, there's more respect given as you live out your life and play out your career. And I can attest to this in a sense that guys who overcome and keep working through the hardships. And one I can tell you personally was Sean Livingston. Watch him play over there with Golden State. We are really close to Sean, and we talk to him quite often. You know, but to see him rise up above that injury, the greatest injury I think I've ever, other than Joe Theismann, witnessed. But I'm saying that's the respect they're having for Derrick Rose. That's my whole point. They know what – these weren't like, you know, some guys we may or may not have thought – no, baby, their injuries. You know what I mean by that, Chris. I don't want to go into it. Derrick Rose was injured. There's no question about that. And, you know, I think they're relevant. If they get a Joe Kim, woo, woo, and another guy, woo, woo. You know, they could be interesting in the East. Now, 2 weeks ago, you know me, I beat them up all the time.
Where does Dwight Howard end up?
You know, that's an enigma. He's respected for the greatness of his ability. He's not given enough credit because there's something missing in Dwight. People don't like him. He doesn't look like he's playing off. I thought the misfit last year with the team he was on, where, you know, he was shooting the ball five times, and, you know, Charles Barkley. I know one thing. If you clear the debris, you can't do that. It's a different thing with Derek and Dwight. Dwight Howard's as good as any big man playing today. I mean, let's put that when he plays. If he goes somewhere, he can help you win a championship. Obviously, there were problems in the Lakers. I mean, it was a bad hire and a bad coach and all that sort of crap. So, but my point here is a bad coach for him. But he's good. But I don't know where he's going. I have no idea. It's a different conversation when I talk about Joakim Noah and some of the other guys in Dwight. Now, you know Joe Kim's not talented as Dwight, right?
Well, you're letting it all. Like, you think Noah's going to end up a Nick. You do.
I think they're closer to end up, and I wouldn't have said this a week ago. Yes, in my mind.
It's kind of a fun date. You know what I mean? That is kind of fun if they've got Rose, Carmelo, and Joakim Noah. You know what I mean?
What about the big kid, Przingis?
Oh, yeah, Przingis. Yeah. And Przingis, yeah. I mean, that's four good players. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
At least it's a fun watch. They'd be on national TV 500 times.
Yeah, they would. Finally, they would, for a reason, though.
They seriously would. They'd be on national TV. All 82 of their games probably on national television if they pull that off. All right, so you think Durant, that's interesting. You think Durant will just end up back in Oklahoma City. Were you surprised by the Ibaka trade?
Yes.
Why? Yeah.
Well, I thought the kid was really good, and apparently they got people back. They think Sam made logical reasons why they did it. I don't know the intricacies of that because I think he's pretty dang good. Now I don't know what they're gonna, you know, these guys are gonna do. I mean, I can't. I was surprised he was good. I mean, they went to a seventh game, and they should have been there at the end. I don't know. We all got questions on that, right? They're pretty damn good. They're not bad.
Hey, you at one point thought the Grizzlies were going to go after Harrison Barnes. What say you now? He was so bad, Sonny.
Well, what say I now is what I said to you last week, even though I think they're going to go after him and he'd be a good add-on. He's a very good player. But I question. I can't do it. If you're asking me, I can't do it. I don't know. It's not negative about him. I never thought he was as good as he was pretended to be. And it's easier being what he did good at Golden State. He fit in, but I don't think he fits in anymore. And I also think it's always a little bit easier to fit in when you got other people taking the fit outs away from you. Otherwise, you know, they had a lot of guys can score over there. So when he did his, you know, once every five, six game number game, it would look pretty good in the box score.
All right. So you would not do that.
I wouldn't do it. No, I don't know what their options are. They need to get somebody.
Well, they probably I think they'll probably take like a big shot at like one of the big names, right? Like which I'm talking like Chandler Parsons, right? And then Chandler Parsons will want to go play in Los Angeles or Miami, wherever he could go get a good tan. And then you're just like, you know, you're dealing with the bargain guys, or maybe not even the bargain guys, but you're talking about like the Luau Dangs of the world and the Eric Gordons of the world and the Jared Dudleys of the world, like these kind of guys, you know? You're just kind of shopping amongst that lot.
You think that Chandler's going to go somewhere else then? Because Chandler would be a perfect fit.
He would be perfect for the Grizzlies, right?
Yeah. No, he's a perfect fit.
Doesn't it? Well, it just feels like somebody, like, you're not going to, right? Like, here, you know this. So I kind of outlined it yesterday when I was talking about Mike Conley. There's, like, two things. They're like, you kind of run on two tracks. There's the ego side of it, and then there's the money side of it, okay? And so, like, sometimes you can not have the biggest bid, but you win the ego thing because you show them a lot of love, and they're not really interested in finding the highest bidder. They just want to be wanted, and so then you get them on that level, right? And so and the emotional side of it.
Emotional.
Yeah, that's better than ego, okay?
Yes, yes.
So, like, you can get, you know, like, and so Mike Conley, you've got both, right? You can offer him the most money, and you've got the emotional attachment. But, like, say like Chandler Parsons, like, I think there's going to be multiple teams that would offer him the same amount of money, which is the max deal, right? And so then you're choosing. And so you're not paying him more money. And then you're, you know, I mean, I don't know. Then he's got to choose you. And, frankly, nobody's ever chosen us.
You know? Well, I know. But if you look at what you're seeing with the Grizzlies right now, and hopefully there's no injuries like last year, if you're looking in that way, and I think the rookie's going to help your team. He's a good eighth, ninth guy. So there's another piece that's a viable, you know, because they had nobody last year. They played with nobody. The game, me and you, we talked about this before. I think of all those guys you're mentioning, Parsons is the one I would want. I mean, I think I would do whatever it took. I mean, then make him not pick you. Force him not to pick you. I'd go after him.
Oh, no, I think they will. I think they will. I don't think that there's any question the Grizzlies will go after him. My question is, will he take it?
Well, I think if you look at the Grizz and you look at some of the options of going somewhere else, you mentioned a couple other, I mean, what, Lakers? I mean, what are you doing? Then you're doing it for what? I have no idea. I couldn't go to the Lakers with your money. I mean, what is the obvious reason this year for going there? None. Maybe next year that can happen, but it can't happen this year.
Right.
You're doomed to lose and be ridiculed and fight for another number one lottery pick or some damn thing. You are. I mean, I don't know. You got a more combination of what I just gave you?
Yeah, you don't think the Lakers are going to get anybody, huh?
No. No one of consequence. I mean, they have to get somebody. They have money. They have to spend it. They'll get somebody.
Right.
But it can't be one of these people. It's so illogical to think of that.
Right. You don't think, how they have fallen, Mr. Vaccaro?
Well, I just think that, you know, whatever. You know, and if they end up and have some bonds, you're not getting a piece of crap. I mean, he's a very, very good NBA player. But he isn't what we thought he was, you know.
I called him worse than a piece of crap during the finals, trust me.
Okay, well, but whatever. And I never, you know, for a lot of reasons. But anyway, I just think it's interesting. I'm really on the outside world, like the fringe world. I'm really more, you know, my wife is very impressed with me. She said I got my spark of life back. I'm more in tune to what's happening in recruiting. I'm more in tune to this. I really mean it. I this has been my best year since leaving those scenes in the last, you know, 7-8 years.
All right, give me another name then. Give me another name that's interesting that you think could happen that would shock people or that it's kind of on the radar that we haven't heard about yet.
You know, I don't. if you ask me a question, I'm much better at that than you.
All right, Horford. And like, all right, so on the big free agents, right? You've got Al
Horford or something like that.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, you've got Al Horford. You've got Andre Drummond. Everybody thinks he's going back to Detroit, right?
I mean, yeah,
yeah, okay. So those are big names. Obviously, we touched on Durant, which is a huge name.
Right. Yeah.
We touched on Noah, and you think Noah could. LeBron's obviously going back to Cleveland, even though he's a free agent. How about DeMar DeRozan?
He's not going to leave.
He's not?
I don't think he'll leave Toronto. I know him. I knew the low mentality. He has a great, you know, feel for where he's at and what he's doing. They're pretty damn good. I don't think, again, the only obvious place everyone thought he'd go would be the Lakers. See, what's happened, and Chris, and no one wants to say it, none of your print buddies want to say this, what's happened is the Lakers are truly irrelevant. So why don't we just state that fact? No one's going to go there of any consequence. Now, that doesn't mean next year won't change around. I have no idea what it'll be, what won't be, whether the kid great to go there, number two. No one's going to go and give up a year of their life on this level to go to the Lakers. I mean, they're never going to catch in the reality of life. Then I don't think they're going to be better than the Clippers for a while here. And you're talking about the West. I don't think so. So DeMar stayed. I think the guy is going to come out of this getting more money and making a better move, and I don't think Atlanta wants him, is Horford. Everybody I've talked to, and this is facts, ladies and gentlemen, people I talk to, that doesn't mean things are done. They're just conversations. So I don't want to imply that I know more than I know. I know what I'm told, and I'm relaying it to you, is that it should have been over with Horford, right? They could have offered him the max and 20% more and all that sort of crap. Something's wrong in Atlanta. You know, like something's wrong with them. They weren't good this year, Chris. Was last year a mirage or is this year the fluke? They got rid of Jeff Teague. That's an interesting thing there. He's pretty damn good. They actually made a team in their conference, you know, the Eastern Conference, better. Don't you think Indiana prospered by that trade? I do. So I don't think Horford stays in Atlanta, which makes him a wild card.
All right, last one. Hassan Whiteside, heard anything on him?
Yeah, he'll go to the highest bidder, I think. Okay. Just, I don't know anything. That's my own thing. I just think he'll go to the, is that going to be Miami? Or does Miami get somebody? I don't think they really want him back.
No, they're not going to offer him the most money. No way.
Well, so I think he'll go. That's to answer my question, because I don't think they want him that bad.
That's the guy that, like, ends up being a Laker.
Well, and you know what? And he's pretty dang good. He'll help them, but you got Hassan. That's what you got.
Yeah, so what?
I'm not going to say what you say, but you got Hassan.
Yeah, so what? I do say so what. Okay. Sonny, we'll catch up with you next week. Thanks, buddy.
All right, God bless. All right. God bless Pat Summitt. All right, thank you, Chris.
He is Sonny Vaccaro, legendary shoe executive, godfather of grassroots basketball. Back after this, Chris Vernon Show.
The Jeff Calkins Show.
The idea that she created what she created, collegiate monster, in the heart of SEC country, that's where she created this thing, and this thing that became something that everybody had to emulate. And if you were a little girl playing basketball, you watched that program and you wanted to be like them.
Weekdays from 9 a.m. till 11 a.m. only on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Humphrey Folk traveled all over this country as a real estate developer way back when, and when he realized his hometown of Memphis didn't have a remarkable steakhouse like other cities did, he took a chance and he opened the first prime steakhouse in Memphis, which everyone, of course, now knows as Folk's Folly. Even more, Humphrey wanted to make sure that people could enjoy these Folk's Folly favorites at their own home, and that's why he created the market, now known as Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. So while you're making plans for the 4th of July, you may just be thinking of hot dogs and fireworks, but this is Gary Parrish telling you it's the perfect time to mix things up. If you really want to do the holiday right, go with prime hand-cut steaks from Memphis's original steakhouse. It's not a chain, and you really can't get anything like it anywhere else in town, so make your cookout a declaration of independence. Come into Humphrey's and get steaks, crab legs, freshly ground sirloin, homemade pimento cheese, and so much more that will take your four to the next level. The address, it's 555 South Mendenhall. It's right next to Folk's Folly, or you can order online at humphreysmemphis.com and get everything you need to grill like a legend.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Text the word trial to 303030, and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text TRIAL to 303030 and get started for free right now. Again, text TRIAL to 303030.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day free trial. Cancel anytime.
Hello, Alan Thicke here. Stop me if you've heard this one. Actually, note it's important. Last year, when people fell behind in their tax payments, they called Optima Tax Relief and took advantage of a very constructive IRS program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Well, this year, Optima has raised the bar with their Protection Plus Clean Slate program. The goal is self-evident. Start over. Get on with your life. Find ways to spread out your payments and maybe even get the amount you owe reduced. They're able to do that because they're intimate with the tax code. You know that thing all the candidates have a plan to replace? Well, for now, it's still there, and if you owe them money, they haven't forgotten. With the Clean Slate program, you get Optima's award-winning team of tax experts on your side. They'll make sure you only pay the IRS the minimum amount, not a penny more. Optima, they're number one. A-rated at the Better Business Bureau. Optima Tax Relief is the one you need.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here it comes, folks. It's the big, bad Memphis summer heat. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. It's going to be unbearable. So you better get down to the Blue Monkey, where it's always cool. It's a cool atmosphere, and the beverages are always snowball cold. You always hear me talking about the hot wing rolls, but let's talk about the lighter side of things since it's starting to warm up outside. You got to try one of the Blue Monkey's fresh, crisp salads. Those things are huge, and they're absolutely delicious. So you can go with that, and I bet you didn't know that some of the best, most succulent salmon in the city can be found at the Blue Monkey either. Or if you just want to try something else, how about their delicious shrimp appetizer? You are not going to regret it. They've got two locations, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown and 513 South Front Street in downtown. It's heating up in Memphis, and the best way to stay cool is with the Blue Monkey. Find the full menu on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
The Blue Monkey salutes the United States of America, celebrating freedom every day.
USA! USA!
Men, it's time for some straight talk about a difficult subject, erectile dysfunction. The bad news is more than half of men over 40 suffer from it. The good news? You don't have to. ED is a medical condition that has little to do with age, and it can be treated successfully. One visit to the Memphis Men's Clinic can solve your problem. Our doctors focus solely on treating ED and other performance issues in men of all ages, all day, every day. Our solutions work when the pills and other remedies fail because we develop a personalized treatment plan that will work for you. And speaking of things that work for you, here's a little more straight talk. Right now, your office visit and test dose is only $99 for a limited time. And if our test dose doesn't work, your visit is free, which means you have nothing to lose and so much to gain. Call today at 901-443-0304. That's 901-443-0304. Or visit us online at memphismensclinic.com and ask about our revolutionary new Priapus shot that can make all therapies work better and even increase size.
Hey, it's Gary Parrish. I've been telling you for a while about M&M Roofing and how, you know, they can help get you a new roof at no cost to you. And I promise, this is not some too-good-to-be-true special, at least not when you're working with M&M Roofing. It really is true. If you're a homeowner with homeowner's insurance and you have roof damage, it's likely that you can get under a new roof at no out-of-pocket expense. Also, did you know not all shingles are right for your home? If you have, for instance, Atlas Chalet shingles, you may be entitled to some replacements because this type of Atlas shingle, it's been recalled. M&M Roofing, they're happy to come out and take a look at your roof and see if your shingles qualify. And remember, every single shingle M&M Roofing puts on a home, it comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Plus, all dimensional shingles have a 130-mile-per-hour wind rating, and they're also algae-resistant. So if you've noticed some damage to your roof and are thinking of getting it replaced, or if you're just curious, if your shingles are on a recall list, call my guy Danny Morrison over at M&M Roofing. Let him talk to you. 901-870-0186. That's the number, 901-870-0186.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
We don't have to worry about no money to have us a real good time. And we don't have to leave in the morning, the whole day just you and I.
That's right.
And it don't have to get any better. It's perfect, you in my life. If you're cool, then I'm cool, then we're cool. We don't have to worry about no groceries. We can fill up on love alone.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has locations all around the country, locations all around Memphis. If you need automotive parts or supplies, head to O'Reilly Auto Parts. Been raining on and off the last couple of days. Out of nowhere. And if you notice your windshield wipers are no good, well, just head over to an O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Get them to swap them out for you. You give them the money. Tell them to make a model of your car, and they're going to come do the work for you. Same goes with things you need done on your car. If you ever need to get it tested, make sure you're doing all right. You want to change your own oil. Anything you need for the interior or exterior of your car, get your car looking great and running right. They've got it at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You can become an O-Rewards member and earn cash back for the purchases you make. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better races every day. You know, we were just talking to Sonny Vaccaro, and free agency is around the corner for the Memphis Grizzlies, and we've talked about the priorities that that they could have, and that there is, you know, I've talked a lot about the two tracks of free agency, pulling on somebody emotionally and then winning the money battle, right? The business side of that and the emotional side of that that comes along with free agency, because guys really want to feel wanted, and then some have different perspectives on, you know, just take, for instance, right, there's three different examples of guys that have been brought to the Grizzlies via free agency, and to better explain kind of what I'm talking about here. So Tony Allen came to the Grizzlies in free agency. Now, that was after Boston had their successes, and, you know, he was not a priority for them, right? He was kind of by the wayside. And so Chris Wallace was able to swoop in and get Tony Allen, you know, and at that point it was that contract in retrospect was one of the great values in the history of basketball for what he meant to this franchise, what he meant to this team. It was like 3 years, $9 million at the time. Right. And he was a bench player off a championship team there. He pulled on the heartstrings, right? Hey, you could be a big part of this. You can help change the culture here, blah, 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 blah. And his other team, they weren't exactly prioritizing him, right? So you win the money. He probably could have gotten the same contract from Boston, honestly, but they hadn't offered it yet, right? So it didn't make you feel all that cared about if they hadn't offered you that yet until somebody else has. And, you know, Chris Wallace famously tells the story, if it weren't for Glenn Ciprian, who was very tight with Tony and recruited him to Oklahoma State and was at the time a member of, he's now part of the Grizzlies organization to this day. But at the time was with the Tigers, that if it weren't for Ciprian, Wallace would not have gotten Tony. And it got hairy there at the very end. Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, everybody was calling him. And they had to get him to turn his phone off and just get him to sign the dotted line or else it was all going to fall apart on him. But again, the money was there, and then they had pulled on the heartstrings. Vince Carter, they're waiting on Chandler Parsons in Dallas, right? So he is clearly not a priority. Gave him a good contract, not an amazing contract. Gave him a good contract. And you swept in there and said, hey, we really want you here. You know, he looks up and says, you know, they're waiting to see if they get Chandler Parsons or whatever in Dallas. Now, they ended up getting Chandler Parsons. But he went in there and got Vince. Brandon Wright could have gotten more money. I don't think there's any debate about that. When Amir Johnson got double-digit $1 million, Brandon could have gotten more money. But emotionally, what, 2.5, 3 hours? Her family's from there, his wife, his family's from there. They got a daughter, 2 years old. You know, I mean, like, what kind of price tag you want to put on that, right? Like, we're 3 hours away. And the families are right there. And so, like, you kind of, that was a little extenuating circumstances on that. From here, from Nashville, families are there, got a young daughter. I mean, there's no, that's a hard thing to put a price tag on. So, you had all that going. And then now I say, when we got to the Chandler Parsons discussion, or these guys, Nicholas Batum or whoever, you don't really have the emotional thing unless you are the only one offering the most amount of money. If you're the only one that comes in and says, hey, I know what these other teams are offering you, we'll pay you, we'll give you a max contract. We'll pay you the max if you will come here, you know, and you will play for the Grizzlies next year and the upcoming years. We'll give you a max deal. There is no, like, outside reason outside of money and maybe potential to win, right? Because, I mean, I think Parsons could look at the team and go, like, geez, man, I could be awesome there and be a really good fit there. But do you win the money battle? And I think it – I think what will happen is that you can't. So you have to win the recruitment. And it's just – it's been – you know, I don't think – I said on the whole two tracks of free agency, the emotional side and then the money side, you got to have a real advantage in one, and I don't know where the advantage would be there. Don't you think somebody else is going to offer him the max? Because they're projecting the cap at, like, whatever, $94 million, okay? Well, you've got to remember, a lot of these guys are taking one-year deals, or, like, when they're talking about Durant doing a one-and-one or LeBron doing another one-and-one. Well, they're doing that because guess what? The cap's going to go up exponentially again. So, like, right now, you're maxing out, if you would say, max out Chandler Parsons, okay? And that would be like, wow, that's crazy. You're maxing out Chandler Parsons. Or, like, the way that, remember, Jimmy Butler got maxed out. Well, guess what? Jimmy Butler's max ain't going to look that bad in a year. And whatever max you put on somebody even now, it ain't going to look nearly as bad in a year. They're talking about it going up to, like, it could go up to like $110 million or whatever the next year, the salary cap. And so it's like, what percentage of the salary cap are you responsible for is the big deal. And so, listen, all we talked about is shooting, shooting, shooting. We need shooting. We need shooting. Like, who better to get than the guy that once set the damn NBA record against us for threes in a quarter? Do you remember that? It's 2014.
The first half. He hit, like, what, 10 or 11 in the first half?
He hit 10 in the first half.
Yeah.
In the half when he was playing for the Rockets. He hit 10 threes in the first half against us.
And he's got a weird shot, too, man. Like, it's a line drive. Like, he shoots, like, line drives at the goal.
You know he'd be perfect.
Yeah.
And he's in his prime. He's had injury concerns, though.
He did. Last two playoffs, he hadn't been able to play because of the injuries.
But don't you think somebody else is going to offer him the max?
Mm-hmm.
So then he's got to choose.
Too many teams have money.
And then he has to choose you.
Yeah.
So what's the reason he chooses you? The only thing you would have is opportunity to win. Right? Opportunity to win. He looks at it and he goes, and it actually does fit because the thing you worry about with him is, like, you would need to kind of cover up for him a little bit defensively, but you can. If you still got Tony and you still got Mike and you still got Mark, right?
You got to cover up for Zach, too.
Yeah.
Because all teams do is just throw him in pick and rolls.
Well, I mean, it's not, you know what I mean? I'm just saying, like, you've got guys around him. You've got some good defenders around where it's not, like, total detriment. I don't know, man. I mean, obviously, it'd be super cool to be a great fit, and the guy can knock down shots like crazy. And I think would have a ridiculously great 3-point shooting year playing for the Grizzlies. I saw what Miller did a couple of years ago. Okay, Miller hit he got a ton of threes, and he shot a very high percentage, and he didn't take that many in the first part of the year. That second, like, down the stretch, he was totally awesome.
Yeah.
Totally awesome. I mean, and that's like, this would be like getting Mike Miller 10 years ago. I've always said there are shots to be made on this team. You get a lot of great opportunities, especially when Conley can get into the lane and you've got an amazing passer playing center. And your two guard just he just runs the baseline the whole time.
Yeah, Parsons is only 27 years old. He'll be 28 in October. He'll be 28 by the time the season starts.
So you'd have a 4-year deal, right? A 4-year max. You'd get him from 28 to 32. It's total prime years.
As long as the injuries don't keep popping up.
And they'd be around the same age as, you know,
yeah,
Conley and Gasol. Gasol's obviously a little older. But, I mean, if we're talking about prime years, that would you would have 4 years of that being three guys for you. And it would certainly help you. I mean, that would change everything. It would change the trajectory of everything. Because then you could look and you go, all right, we got these three guys. We got Mike Conley, we got Chandler Parsons, and we've got Marc Gasol. And when you inevitably have to replace Tony Allen and Zach Randolph, it makes it a little bit easier going forward because now you got three guys. You got three guys for the long haul, or at least for a good 4 or 5 year span.
Eric Hasseltine comes in here to let me know because he was obviously calling that game. Parsons' 10 threes came in the second half.
Oh, was the second half of the game?
The second half of the game. He hit 10 threes.
Oh, good grief. Yeah, okay. It was January 24th, 2014. How about that? Yeah, it's 10 three-pointers in the second half of the Rockets game against the Dallas Mavericks, or against the Grizzlies. Woo, boy. I just wonder. I think somebody's going to offer him the max, and this, so he's got to choose you. And I don't know if he would. I don't know.
That's a problem.
You'd have to sell him on the, you know, hey, look. We got a 4 year window here, and we can win a title with you.
Yeah, you try to say that, but then there's also like, how much money are the Clippers going to have? Because the Clippers have Griffin, Jordan, and Chris Paul. So obviously, if they've got enough money to sign a guy to a big time contract, they obviously would like a guy like Chandler Parsons be willing to take less. Like, okay, so the Grizzlies may have to offer him the max. He would probably be willing to take less than the max to go to Los Angeles and play with them.
I don't know if he would.
I would think he would. Just
on a short deal.
Yeah, I think Parsons is probably the kind of guy who wants to play in a big market, be in the spotlight, and L.A. seems like his kind of place.
Well, he signed with Dallas.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know why you think that.
Well,
he's kind of Hollywood?
Yeah, I tend to think
he's played for Houston and Dallas.
No. Well, he didn't have any choice in playing for Houston. They drafted him.
He had a choice of playing for Dallas?
He did have a choice of playing for Dallas, but who else was out there for him? I don't even know who else was out there going to try to sign him. I mean, that's what I'm saying. So many more teams are going to have money this offseason.
Well, and I would just say that it's going to look crazy if you say, hey, we're offering $26 million to Chandler Parsons.
Now,
right?
If he goes and signs with the Milwaukee Bucks, I'll gladly come on the air and say I'm wrong.
I'm just saying $26 million bucks, and people would be like, what? $26 million bucks for Chandler? But $26 million bucks ain't going to look like $26 million bucks.
Yeah.
You know, next year. Because it's what percentage of it is it of the cap? And that number's... Those numbers, I mean, when you're talking about over $100 million, this thing ain't slowing down. It's only going to get bigger.
Yeah.
That cap's only going up. It's never going the opposite direction. Once upon a time, we were covering this stuff, and they were giving Pau Gasol max contracts. I was like, what? They're giving him a fourth of the payroll? Right? Because it was like, whatever, $16, $17 million. And it was like that point.
Well, there's another one who's opting out, too.
It was like a $60 or $70 million deal. Who, Pau?
Yeah, that's another one. He said he's opted out. He's opted out of his deal with Chicago.
Well, why wouldn't they?
And then the first thing I saw was the Spurs are going to make him a priority.
Good grief. Why would you want to be in Chicago anymore?
Yeah.
You see Hoiberg yesterday? You see his press conference?
Yeah, what did he say?
He's so excited to coach Brook Lopez.
Brook Lopez,
he's liked him since the draft.
Yeah, and it's Robin. Yeah, not a good look there, Fred.
Wait, did you mean the way it got confusing was because not only did he say that, you know, Brook Lopez, but then he said he liked him since the draft.
Yeah.
And I was part of the draft in Minnesota or whatever the hell he said. And I was thinking to myself, wait, like, well, so now that really makes me think that you do think you're coaching Brook. Because did you really like Robin in the draft? I really felt like you were talking about Brook Lopez. It felt like you might have gotten Brook Lopez. It was a weird conversation, I'm sure, between him and the GM of the Bulls, Gar Forman.
Yeah.
When a guy came in, he was like, hey, Fred.
Robin Lopez.
Yeah, that Derrick Rose trade, like, we didn't get Brook Lopez back. Fred Hoiberg's like, wait,
he's
what?
Like, well, I thought Brook played in New York.
Hey,
well, he plays for Brooklyn. But, yeah, I mean, he does play in New York, but he plays for Brooklyn. We got Robin, who played for the New York Knicks.
Wait, we got, in the Rose trade, we got Robin Lopez?
Why did we do this trade again?
I didn't like him in the draft. I like Brooke. I told you I liked Brooke. Oh, I guess they're twins. It's a misunderstanding. back after this. Chris Vernon Show.
Wednesday on Mike and Mike. NBA free agency inches closer. Get the latest on Kevin Durant's future all morning. And the Cubs began the season on a record pace but have struggled lately. Is manager Joe Maddon concerned? All that plus. Former Bear Mike Singletary remembers Buddy Ryan. It's all Wednesday on Mike and Mike.
This is Mike and Mike, and you're listening to 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Hey guys, it's Eric Hasseltine here once again for MemphisHairDoctor.com and New Body Concepts. I had my NeoGraft procedure done over 3 years ago, and the results have been spectacular. I have a thicker, fuller head of hair. I have more confidence in how I look, and it was the best decision that I have ever made. I have recommended many friends to go see the good people at New Body Concepts and MemphisHairDoctor.com, and they have said the exact same thing. The NeoGraft procedure revolutionized hair restoration. Gone are the days of messy scars and painful procedures. Now it's a simple in-and-out one-day process that can get you on your way to a thicker, fuller head of natural-looking hair. Why is it natural? Because it's your own hair. They can explain it better to you, though, than I can. Go to the website, MemphisHairDoctor.com. Give them a call, 855-865-HAIR. They're the number one NeoGraft provider in the southeastern United States, and they have the best prices in the entire country. MemphisHairDoctor.com. Check out the website. New Body Concepts is the company. Give them a call, 855-865-HAIR, 855-865-HAIR.
For the last 30 years, our law firm has been in a fistfight with the establishment. Gigantic insurance companies, big tobacco, the pharmaceutical industry, and oil companies like BP. We hit them hard where it counts, right in the pocketbook. Results of $1.2 billion, $90 million, $40 million. So many verdicts of more than $1 million over the years. Billions and billions of dollars for our clients. You heard that right, billions. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. As a poor boy growing up in Kentucky, I remember what it was like to feel helpless against the powerful. When my brother was paralyzed at 18, I watched the establishment bully him in the legal system. I became enraged and vowed to one day fight back for all of us. This is all very personal to me. Let our experience and financial strength fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
Every minute of every day, your home is at war with pests from the outside. Your walls are under attack 24/7, and unless you're willing to fight from dusk till dawn, it's a war you're doomed to lose. If you want to defend your home and win the war against invading pests, call in the experts from Terminix. Call now, and we'll design a custom battle plan for defending your home. And it starts with a free pest estimate. 1-800-500-1914. Terminix deploys an elite force of anti-pest professionals armed with 85 years of successful missions against pests and termites. We decisively wipe out invaders. We won't stop until every last one is history and your home is pest-free. Then we'll stand guard to defend your home against future invasions with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee. Let Terminix end the war for good. For your free pest estimate, call now. 1-800-500-1914. That's 1-800-500-1914.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Joe Stewart Body Shop is the best body shop in town. They've got the original location at 2916 Summer Avenue. They've also got Joe Stewart Collision of Collierville. Family owned and operated since 1969 and for 3 years running, the winner of the Memphis Most Best Car Repair Shop. They're certified for Mercedes-Benz. They're certified for BMW, but they can work on any make or model. Take your car to Joe Stewart Body Shop. Taking your car anywhere else would be an accident.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840. 800-354-2840.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Come work for us. We are McLean Food Service. Are you a Class A delivery driver with at least 2 years driving experience? If so, McLean Food Service wants to talk to you. Call 901-383-6120. That's 901-383-6120. McLean Food Service is offering the following to qualified drivers: an average annual salary of $60,000 plus a signing bonus of $2,500. In addition to that, benefits will start on day one. Also, you will have set routes. That means great home time as well. This is a career that offers solid benefits. So take the next step and join the team of professionals at McLean Food Service. Call 901-383-6120. That's 901-383-6120 for more details and to learn what salary you qualify for. McLean Food Service, an equal opportunity employer. Call 901-383-6120.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
I never leave the spot without my buddy. I never hit the block without my buddy. Feel like I'm about to drown my jury flooded. If you want to try me, I'ma bust up my buddy. My buddy. My buddy said, shawty, he say he gon' ride for me. My buddy. My buddy. My buddy really love me. He say he gon' die for me. My buddy. My buddy got extension just like Fetty Wap.
All right, we're back. Chris Vernon Show. Well, today's big story was the passing of a sports and coaching icon within the state, Pat Summitt, who passed away at 64 years of age, coached for 38 years at the University of Tennessee and amassed 1,098 victories to only 208 losses and won 8 national titles. And I went back and I found the clips. Play clip 2 one last time, Roser, before we get out of here today. Some real coaching wisdom from Pat Summitt.
I think my style and my coaching style has changed just because I think kids have changed a lot. You know, they have a lot more involvement with their parents, and obviously, you know, they come in and they sometimes are not as motivated. We obviously try to identify the ones that really are not only skilled but motivated. But it's a different generation, and you know, I think probably when I started out, I know I was tough, probably too tough. But I think sometimes you have to be a little more, you know, convincing as far as just being a teacher and sitting down and getting to know these student athletes and you know, making sure that they know, you know, how invested you are in their future as a student athlete. And I've always said people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And I do think that's a place where...
Yeah, it's an important quote. She just said that in passing. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. She's a legend, man. And that was when she was on the show, I believe, in 2008. She was great. Rest in peace, Pat Summitt. It's going to do it for today's show. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Until then, we go!
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, is the Mid-South's official radio station for the SEC Media Days, July 11th through the 14th, 92.9 FM.
Hey, Jeff Allen, I hear you got the paycation sales event going on over at Gossett Hyundai South Mount Moriah. What's up?
It's a paycation because Gossett's got no payments for 6 months, plus 0.9% APR for up to 60 months, and you'll get Hyundai's Assurance of America's Best 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
Paycation. Love the way that sounds. Everybody needs one of those.
Plus 2016 Hyundai Elantra GT. We Gossett at $15,999 or $235 a month. And the 2016 Accent, $213 a month for $16,999.
And hey, don't forget about that award-winning 2016 Hyundai Santa Fe. You Gossett at $7,000 off.
So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, get the Gossett Hyundai South Mount Moriah, and we'll make you happy, happy.
Don't you dare miss the paycation sales event going on right now at Gossett Hyundai South on Mount Moriah, or visit GossettHyundaiSouth.com.
Includes all rebates and incentives. PF 498.75. Excludes tax, title, and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details.
Come Come work for us. We are McLean Food Service. Are you a Class A delivery driver with at least 2 years driving experience? If so, McLean Food Service wants to talk to you. Call 901-383-6120. That's 901-383-6120. McLean Food Service is offering the following to qualified drivers. An average annual salary of $60,000 plus a signing bonus of $2,500. In addition to that, benefits will start on day one. Also, you will have set routes. That means great home time as well. This is a career that offers solid benefits. So take the next step and join the team of professionals at McLean Food Service. Call 901-383-6120. That's 901-383-6120 for more details and to learn what salary you qualify for. McLean Food Service, an equal opportunity employer. Call 901-383-6120.
Looking to make a lifestyle change? Q4 Fitness in the Laurelwood Shopping Center is your spot. Hey, it's John Roser, and I've been working out at Q4 Fitness over the past 4 months. I'm down almost 25 pounds and over 8% body fat. I've also dropped 2 shirt sizes in my time at Q4 Fitness, and they have something for everyone. Strength training, boxing and kickboxing classes, spin classes, and more. If I can do it, you can too. Go try it out for yourself. Mention my name, John Roser, and get a free weight loss consultation. Q4 Fitness in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, Q4Fitness.com.
Poncho's Cheese Dip, the best dip on the planet, has been made from scratch with the finest ingredients right here in Memphis since 1956. There's the original cheese, white cheese, and chipotle cheese dip. You'll find all delicious flavors in your local grocery store.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.